Hello and welcome to the Sprocket Podcast, where we simplify the good life. My name is Brock Dennis.
And I'm Aaron Flores, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversations.
Oh. That's one tough
the
can.
The intricacies
there.
Of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way.
Covering bicycling, trains and transit, and simpler living. And today, not so much where as how.
That's right. We are back in the studio with the Schmidt family. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. and young Schmidt family members.
Hello.
It's good to see you all here again.
There we go.
Thank you for coming back.
How's everybody?
We have them in here to talk about touring, family style, for a second time, because last time we talked a lot about where you went, but there were many things you wanted to say about how you went there that we didn't get to. So this is volume two. So it is good to have you all back.
Some singing as well.
That's right. So yeah, I will pitch in that it has been a long weekend for me. Aaron, I got the tall bike stereo back in action.
Yes.
And I was worried that it would not actually work because my in-laws are in town. So Adele's parents and then two of her youngest sisters are here. And so we were all going to go out and do the Sunday parkways. And then we didn't get out as soon as I thought that we would. And I realized at a later time than I probably should have that my stereo didn't work.
Oh, that's right.
Like, yes. The components all worked, but mounting the stereo. Because you remember the hard time that we had getting those speakers that we found for free on the sidewalk back to my house.
We weren't entirely sure the speakers would work. But you said the speakers themselves worked.
The speakers worked. It's just they were large and bulky, and I had a hard time getting them strapped onto my tall bike. So I took some extra time to do that. And then I took some time to cool down because I was frustrated by the process. And then, finally, I had speakers mounted to my tall bike, and I went out and met the folks that were already on the road, and we all rode around Portland together. And they did about 30 miles, which I was very impressed by. So
that's pretty good for people who haven't really rode
much. So it's good to have that back in action. Good to have that working. I think I don't know honestly if those speakers are as loud or not as loud or what as the other speakers that I've had. They were also all pointed forward, so maybe I just couldn't hear the music because of the Doppler effect.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I was pushing the sound waves ahead of me. Maybe they were very loud for anyone in front of me.
Well, and you'll be, like, leading music rides, so maybe you need to, like, change...
Turn them around backwards.
Yeah, turn the speakers around.
That could happen, yeah. Or I could designate a ride leader that would actually lead the group, and then I could follow everyone.
You're like the sweep... With the music.
I'm sweeping them with sound waves.
There
and I was thinking that would actually work out better in some senses because if anybody rides too fast, then they just leave the ride. And they're no longer there. So if they want to ride with me to hear the music, they'll just ride at the pace that I'm riding.
Right.
And maybe that'd be a good way to keep the group together. So anyways, that's a thought that I had. The other thing that I was thinking of this last week, a lot of things happening. I've been working a ton. I went from being like a really... low-level employee to being a training employee, so I've been
super
busy.
You're like integral.
I am integral.
Yes.
You
are integrated.
I'm
integral.
Nuclear. Yes.
You are integral.
What? Nuclear?
Nuclear. Nuclear.
I have been very busy, so it's nice to...
That's the garbage man out there.
Oh, yeah. yep, totally. The garbage man doesn't have a shirt. So, might not actually be the garbage man.
It might be somebody taking things from the garbage as opposed to...
That's true.
Anyways.
While we're talking about that...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to model bad behavior for your children, so you tell them if this is appropriate or not. I am... No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to
be the worst behavior they've seen all day.
I am going to keep my shirt on, but I will say that I saved my shirt by not having to pay for a burrito because I found two half-eaten burritos today. They were on top of a pile of things that people threw away.
Score!
And so is this acceptable behavior in the Schmidt family?
Were there bites taken out of it?
Yes.
Did you cut off the bites?
No.
So, depends on your level of comfort.
So for the Schmidt family, you would cut off the bites if you were to salvage these. Okay, right on.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when I used to work at an Italian restaurant, like years ago, I may have taken a couple slices of pizza home that some.
They were like on the dish cart.
Yeah, and who wouldn't, right? I mean, it's that's
they
free
were perfectly
pizza.
Good pizza.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: like as a kid growing up, there was a dude who owned like the local nice restaurant. His name was Art, and we called him Dish Cart Art, and we made fun of him for the very behavior that now I kind of envy.
And espouse.
And espouse. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. So suffice to say, there's a lot of stuff out there if you want it. And then the other thing I was just going to say was that I learned the value of just rolling, because sometimes when you need time to yourself, instead of going somewhere, instead of like sitting somewhere, sometimes it's nice just to roll around the streets. Like I rode back from a party on Friday night. It was Sky's birthday party over at Velo Cult. That was Saturday
night.
Oh,
damn. That's cool.
He's 40.
Wow.
Yeah. So congratulations to him. But, yeah, after that was over, I was like, well, the party's over sooner than I thought it would be. And I have this extra time. And so I just kind of rolled around the streets in my neighborhood, kind of without, almost without direction.
Yeah.
And it felt kind of good. It was just kind of like time for me. And I think I was listening to a podcast. So it wasn't just me and my thoughts, but it was me and my thoughts and my podcasts.
That's
so.
That's your voice and thoughts.
Yes.
It's like my Monday mid-mornings.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. I mean, usually around in this neighborhood, not around in my neighborhood.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, I would encourage people, if they have not yet taken the time to do this, maybe, you know, if you're just thinking you need some space and time to yourself, go out and roll. And don't go for a long ride. Don't work hard. Just kind of sit on your bike and kind of tool around a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
if there's an alley or a street that you were curious where it went,
discover yourself.
Find out.
Mm-hmm. So
on the curbs for some discarded items.
And
that's true.
Definitely. Yes.
Be on the lookout for pizza.
Or burritos.
Yeah,
cut
exactly.
The bites off though.
So, yeah, Aaron, is there anything you want to update us with on this week?
I bought a new hat.
Oh yeah, you did. A plastic one.
A plastic safety hat.
Yes.
Did you bring it?
It's right here.
That's a beautiful helmet you've got there.
I've been meaning to buy a new helmet for a while now.
Yeah, and the brand name is a Laser.
It is a Laser. I don't know the model. Racy, super racy, pew pew model.
Exactly.
Is there a light on the back?
No, those are just reflectors.
Okay.
Yeah, that little thing is tightens and loosens the whole apparatus.
Pew pew.
So that's yes.
Be sure when you go to Clever Cycles and you're looking for that very helmet, ask for the pew pew mountain.
Sounds like a plan. I know we have one.
Someone's
buyer.
Gonna go in there and they'll be so confused.
We have one buyer in the room right now. He's already excited. So, well, without further ado, let's talk a little bit about the How Do You Bicycle Tour with Families.
Before we do, though, we should mention our drinks.
That's true.
Came from
the Beer Mongers. Yeah, we're big fans of the Beer Mongers. And, you know, we bumped into Terry, who is Sean's brother, Sean, who owns the Beer Mongers. Terry was there, and he and I just chewed the fat for a bit about various things. You were there. I guess we all chewed the fat together, except you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, butter's fat.
That's true.
Avocados. Coconuts.
Chewed the avocados.
That's one of my favorite fats.
Actually. I hate coconuts.
You know, I'm not a big fan of coconut myself. I don't particularly care for the texture. The way it feels in your mouth feels weird to me. So, yeah. But they are having their 6th anniversary. I think we mentioned this last week.
It's still going on.
Mm-hmm. It's still coming up. So, like the first week of September or so, there's something special happening every night. So, should you be there, you should stop in. You know who's not going to be there?
Andrew,
the bartender.
He's not
going
to be there.
Yeah. Andrew, he's going to Burning Man. So, you know, I wished him well. I told him I hope he gets everything he wants out of Burning Man.
I hope he does, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what I would get out of Burning Man. But
sand? In your shoes, probably.
Sand in my shoes.
Yeah.
Sand in my pants.
Right, right.
That's about.
You know, people go for different reasons. So, yeah. So, anyways, that's happening. So, thank you, Beer Mongers.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying a Wingman Brewers IPA from Tacoma, Washington, which is where I'm from.
And they got the Portland Ginger Brew back.
They got the Portland Ginger Brew, which is what you're drinking.
Yes.
And what the three of you were having that. Oh, it's already gone. You made short work of that. I'm impressed.
The non-alcoholics were having Rogue Soda, the honey and orange. It was very delicious.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
Yeah, really
two of
it.
Us drank it. One, not so delicious.
Still between the two of you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm glad you liked it.
Between the two of you, you guys killed that.
Yeah, seriously.
It's gone.
That's impressive. And Andy, what do you have over there?
I'm enjoying a something from Evil Twin Brewing. It's a wheat lager. Mosaic Single Hop Imperial India Pale American Wheat Lager.
There we go. It
might be the longest name beer I've ever drank, but it's delicious.
I think that's why we picked it.
And it's got this kind of American flag sort of label.
Motif.
Yeah.
It's
inspiring.
I'm glad to hear that. Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about this this trip that you guys did, and let's talk about how you did it. So yeah. I've got a whole list of things you wanted to say.
Keeping morale up and boredom down?
Yes.
Well, so there's the proverbial
there you go.
Kind of when you go on the road trip, like in a car, you know, the are we there yet? And, you know, the kids kind of going whatever, berserk or whatever in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing on a bike, except for you're on a bike.
So you're not there yet.
So you're not there yet. So, you still get that question: are we there yet? And
what was your standard answers to these questions? To that question?
I don't know. Well, it depends. I mean, I guess our you know, we try to avoid the question, keep the kids entertained as
sure.
we go.
There we go.
Sure. Sort of preempt the question.
Right. Yeah. Sort of get a jump on it.
We did landmarks, so we would like point out certain landmarks we would see for that day, and that's when, you know, are we there yet? It's like, oh, you know, we're not quite close enough. You see those mountain ranges over there? We need to be closer.
We're still going towards that mountain range.
Right on.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I think part of it was involving the kids, and I was kind of hoping that they would sort of maybe talk about some of the ways that they were involved.
Yeah, but the sentence isn't confirmed.
Do you remember anything, Anza, do you remember anything on the trip where you were involved with what we were doing? Did you help with the navigating? Okay, you got to speak.
Yes.
So how did you help with that?
What did you have on your handlebars?
A map case.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
With
so
a map in it.
That's the important part.
Yes. That's what you need to put in a map case.
A map case by itself does no good.
I put snacks in my map case.
Well, there's that.
Did you guys take turns? Who was in charge of the map?
No idea. And who's the stoker?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, no idea who the stoker is.
So
did you guys
take turns being the stoker, or were you... was one person the stoker the whole time? Did you guys switch bikes, or did you stay on the same bike the whole time?
Switch bikes.
You guys switched bikes? So then you took turns being the stoker. Do you know what the stoker is?
No idea what that is.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's the confusion in the question. Go ahead and guess.
The person on the back of the tandem?
That's correct.
That's it, yeah. And what is it, the captain in the front?
Yeah.
The captain and the stoker. Did you have a nickname for whoever was on the smaller bike then?
The piccolo?
The piccolo? Yeah.
I think that was
it. That was just what you called it, yeah.
Maybe we should come up with a name.
You should come up with a name, yeah.
Rabber.
Wait, what did you say, Chad?
Dead weight.
Okay, there we go.
The dead weight.
Sandbag.
Yeah, there you go.
Or something like that.
You
except
could
that,
put wax on it.
You could. That's true.
Hello.
Did you say rats or rocks?
Oh, rocks.
Rocks? Okay.
Yeah.
Racks.
Well, if you're starting a rock collection at home, or you could put racks.
Oh,
racks. Oh, okay. I see.
Like
a
rack.
Like a bike rack. Oh, no. Like rats.
I see. Okay. You could put any number of things on a bike.
So what else did you guys do to be involved with our trip?
Set up the stove.
Set up the stove. Wow.
And making up games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, did you set up the stove on your own?
Kind of.
Was it hard to do?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
So what were the steps? Explain to us the steps. Step one is
take everything out of the stove.
Okay. Step two.
Screw something on.
Like what is that something?
A bowl.
A bowl onto.
The bottom that holds it up.
Okay, so
oh, there
like
we
the
go.
Stand. Okay. Step three. Is there a step three? Or is that it?
No, there's several steps. So we have one of those, it's like this whole, I don't know, cooking system, and it's got a base and then a windscreen and the stove and then a couple pots, and it all nests together. And
okay.
It's an alcohol stove.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
So
super lightweight then.
So, yeah, it's lightweight, but it's also, you know, like I probably wouldn't have them put together a white gas stove.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. You're not going to have them filling a propane cylinder.
Right, right.
Or something like that, yeah.
But the alcohol stove is pretty, it's pretty kid-friendly.
Sure.
So, but it's something that they enjoy doing because it's kind of like a puzzle.
Excellent. Oh, okay. So who lit the stove on fire?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Dad.
Oh,
my dad
okay.
lit it on fire, but the stove did not catch on fire.
Right.
Only the fuel did. Bye.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, yeah. So you want to make sure when you're lighting the stove, light the fuel, not the stove itself. It's much harder and it takes longer to do.
That's a good advice.
And then there's no stove when you're done. So, yeah, you want to make sure. Use the fuel, not the stove. There we go. So you guys mentioned games.
Yeah. I'm interested in some of these games
What's
that you guys play.
What's your favorite game on the bike?
I Spy.
I Spy?
Yeah. I think I know what I Spy looks like, but maybe our listeners don't. So why don't you explain to us how you guys played I Spy?
Somebody spots something, and you don't tell it what it is, and you tell what color it is, but and the other people try and guess it.
And so do they just guess every time, or do they get to ask questions?
They could ask questions if they wanted.
Yeah, okay. Like the person could give them hints.
Okay, give there we
hints.
Go.
Okay, yeah.
Is there a limit to the number of questions you could ask?
200.
That's a lot of questions to ask. I can see this game going on for a while.
So it's all the way until somebody finally guesses what it was.
Yeah.
What if you're out of range? Like, what if the thing that you spied, like, is no longer visible? Does it still count? Like, do you still keep playing the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. I guess
so. We actually ran into that a couple times.
Yeah.
It was like
it was that barn 5 miles back.
Exactly. There was some debate as to whether or not that was acceptable.
Okay, there we go.
So what game did you guys invent on this past bike tour?
Gollum Snap Snap.
Gollum Snap Snap. Yes. And I think, did this make an appearance last time?
It didn't make an appearance until after the mics were off. And I've been hanging on to this thread for so long because I'm so interested in what Gollum Snap Snap is.
So maybe Anza can tell us how to play it.
Well, say Gollum snap and pinch people. Or snap at people.
Or snap at
Anza, is that how that goes?
Is that really how it goes?
Yes.
Is there anything you would add to that?
Like, are there any rules to the game?
No.
Okay, so it's a pretty simple game.
You just snap?
Well, some people got to run away from the snappers.
Okay. So if you're on the bike, you can't run away. Is this a game you play on the bike or off the bike?
Off the bike.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And
it's like when it's break time, stretch out.
You could play this on the road. You could play it.
When we're walking up hills.
Okay, there we go. Gotcha. So mom and dad are busy like pushing bicycles. You don't have anything to do. So Gollum Snap Snap. Yep. Makes sense to me.
So what's mom's favorite game to play?
I know it. What do you like better?
It is. It's a game we invented called What Do You Like Better?
How does this work?
Pizza or burritos.
Okay.
That's usually what happens. I'll ride up beside him and I'll say, what do you like better, apples or oranges? And, you know, everybody gives in what they like better. You know,
apples.
Everybody puts in their
See?
Little thing.
Apples hands down.
But our friend Arlo likes it, too. So whenever we ride with other friends, you know, usually if he's near me, I'll say, what do you like better? You know, farm trucks or trucks? I don't know.
There we go. Yes.
What
cows or horses?
Trucks?
Or
what
dump
do you
trucks.
Like better?
Bags or boxes?
Boxes.
And then can you ask why?
No,
yeah, there's some debate.
No,
you
no,
can
you don't.
Ship stuff.
Hey, no.
Because you can ship stuff.
So I've just asked. I've asked the wrong question. I apologize for that. What do you like better, questions or answers?
Questions.
There we go, of course.
Answers. Answers and questions. See you later.
There we go. Gotcha. Okay, so we've got this and guessing mileage. Is this a game we played?
Oh, yeah, so we noticed, you know, out in
long
remote places, long stretches where the road kind of follows maybe like power poles. And if you look close, often power poles will have like a little, you know, kind of license plate sort of thing that has some numbers and whatnot on them.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually you start to see the pattern of, you know, how the numbers are progressing. And so...
Just like mile markers.
Mile markers, yeah. Yes. Okay.
And
yeah.
So we would guess, you know, if the road would leave the line of power poles, we would try to guess without counting the power poles when the... what the next power pole we could see was.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I played this game when
it's
I was in Eastern
one,
Oregon.
1, 2, 3, 282.
So who is the most on between the two of you? Who would have the most correct answers?
Oh, we didn't keep track. We're not that organized.
I think my dad.
Okay. But it's not about, this is not a game about winning. This is a game about math.
It's about math and having fun. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. That makes sense to me. Because, like, what is it? Every power pole is about a tenth of a mile. So it's like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 or something like that. Or
I don't know. Yeah. We just noticed that they were numbered.
Sure. Sure.
You know, I don't know
so
that there was
see, like a long
distance.
Stretch of them. And you couldn't count them. Because you could, I mean, if you counted them, obviously it'd be cheating.
Sure.
So you would just kind of estimate. All right, by the time we get there by that, you know, little sign, you know, is it going to be 342 or...
Totally.
Or 352.
Right. Yeah, I have played this game with myself many times. Yeah, that was good. I think
while,
that's what...
While on a bike?
Yeah, it's what kept me sane when I was in Eastern Oregon.
Ah.
I think like out by Hell's Canyon in that area. Yeah. So, yes, that's fantastic. So what do you have next? We've got Camp Chores.
Camp Chores.
It's another thing that kept people entertained and occupied.
So get water, set up tent, and do the dishes.
Okay.
Did each of you guys trade chores, or was one person in charge of one thing the entire time?
Trade.
You guys traded?
Did either of you have a favorite chore?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your guys'?
Getting water.
Okay, you like getting water.
Setting up the stove.
Setting up the stove.
What else did you guys
do? I think setting up the stove would have been mine, too, but I would be too tempted to light it.
The stove or the fuel?
The fuel. You don't? I'm getting there.
There we go.
Right. Took me a second.
I like to be in charge of the tent, because then I can lay out, like, who sleeps where.
There we go. You know,
but my favorite thing is getting candy.
Was that one of the chores?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
No, but one of the things, you know, when we'd go with meals, we'd kind of dictate, you know, like, this is an acceptable meal, you know, because the kids would just eat crap.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Worse than the stuff we would pick out.
Right.
But
burritos and pizza.
Yeah, exactly. So we would let them.
I only like the pizza and burritos.
So we would let the kids pick a snack.
Okay.
You know, just like basically it was whatever junk food you want to get, you know, you could get it. Within reason. You know,
that
there were a couple times where they went for like the grande bag of, you know, whatever. I can't think of
like
exactly
Reese's
what.
Pieces.
What, Mike and Ike's?
Or Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's are one of my favorite touring foods.
Or sour jelly beans.
Yeah. There are so many good ones.
What else, Anza?
What was your favorite?
Sour jelly beans.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite were the Mike and Ikes.
Mike and Ikes.
Yeah, I think...
I'm more of a crunchy than a chewy when I'm riding the bike, actually. I want things that, like, have, like, I don't know, I got to work my jaw to eat.
Yeah.
And it keeps... I found, like, it keeps me awake. It keeps me alert as I
my worst favorite thing is going downhills. I mean, uphills.
Uphills. Okay.
My favorite thing is going downhills.
What about eating while on the bike? Did you guys eat while on the bike, or did you guys break every time?
We ate on the bike.
You guys ate on the
bike?
Like
fruit snacks and balls.
Is that hard to do? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
We usually braked.
Okay.
Oh.
To take, like, lunch breaks.
Oh, for lunch, for meals. You guys got off the bike.
We stopped and got off the bike and started walking up the hill.
Okay, gotcha.
With food, maybe.
So you would use food as you were going up the hill to help the hill climb be easier?
Sometimes.
Bye. Yeah. Okay. Or sometimes you got like a reward at the top of the hill.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No.
I guess the reward at the top of the hill is going to go down the hill, usually.
Usually.
Unless you're staying on top of the hill that night. So, yeah.
Yeah, we went down like 8 miles on a downhill.
That sounds like fun. You had the wind in your hair. I'm sure you had a helmet on as well, but wind on your face.
Yeah.
Nice.
Feel good?
Yes, because it's like bedding hot outside.
Yeah. Yeah, and anytime you can go down a hill, that you're just a little bit cooler. It's like the air is blowing against you and cooling you down.
Yeah.
So,
or a fan.
Yes.
Cooling.
So, I'm gonna come back to Camp Chores for a second because this is something that really intrigues me. And since you guys traded off, everybody had like maybe different chores. What was everyone's least favorite camp chore?
Dishes.
Setting up the tent.
Dishes.
My name is Dishes.
Nobody likes doing dishes when they're camping.
Yeah, I am a grown man and I do not like doing the dishes.
No. I'll do it because I know nobody else wants to do it, and it's a good way to like just get things done.
You're a giver.
You know? And I guess so.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really clean meal.
Now it's time for the handball bags.
The what?
Well, regarding the dishes, I like doing the dishes if it's cold because you heat up the water.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's like an excuse to just kind of sit there and play in warm water.
I see. There we go.
The problem with the dishes, though, is usually the person that has dishes has to get water.
Oh,
so
okay.
So you're doing two chores.
Ah, okay. So.
Yeah, but they but sometimes you can just get the water from a water spigot.
Okay. Right. Gotcha. And that's usually the best way to get it.
What's the other way to get water?
Getting it from a river.
There we go. Did you enjoy that?
Would you just drink it straight out of the river? What did you do first before we were able to
use
it?
We pump it.
Oh, okay. Through a filter?
Through a filter.
Yeah.
Okay. And that makes it clean enough to drink. Very good.
Was there ever a time where you guys were like unsure? Like, are we going to get water? Are we going to be able to find it?
Yeah, we chewed gum to like make our water last longer.
Oh, like kind of give you the illusion of being satiated
like
with
much water each, and so we're like, all right, chew gum.
Yeah,
right now. Oh, you're in so much trouble.
I've done this with breath mints from time to time when my mouth feels dry and I don't have water. Sometimes if I have breath mints, they'll make my mouth feel better for a little bit until I can find water. So yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. What was the when were you two the thirstiest?
Going up hills.
Okay, every hill.
Working hard.
And you?
Going up hills.
Okay. This is when you get thirsty.
So they're both the same, basically.
Yes. Yes.
And they also drink water at the top of the hills.
There we go. Yeah. So if you've got some along, you can have that when you get to the top. So you climb the hill, and that's a chore. But sometimes there are snacks. You get to the top, then you drink water, and then you get to go down a hill, and you get breeze.
Not always.
Not always.
Sometimes the hills goes on up forever.
Forever?
It never stops.
Yes.
Unless you get to a flat spot.
I've been to that hill. That's a big hill. Indeed.
That's the hill up to Silver Falls.
Yes. No, that's a big one. That's
like right outside of Silverton?
Yeah. It just keeps on going.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Silver Falls is.
That's where we went with just the three of us. Mom didn't go last year.
I do not remember that.
Okay.
Remember when you got chased by the dog?
Oh, yeah.
It was that trip.
I got chased by that same dog.
Little Yipper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yippee, yippee.
Try being the, like...
Yeah, so he was on the piccolo,
two
so
feet
he's
off of the roof.
Further back and lower.
Right.
You know, so even though it's just a little ankle-biter dog, it's like, you know, practically at eye level for him.
Oh, man. Was that scary?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet.
Was it
because
scary
I
for you,
hate
Anna?
Dogs. Yeah. No.
It wasn't scary for you because you were
dogs.
High up. Yeah.
I hate dogs.
I'm not super fond of dogs myself.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced about dog ownership, especially in the city.
Yeah. But, Anza,
like
that didn't scare you so much.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. I'm
gotcha.
Like labs.
Okay. Labs?
They're friendly dogs.
They are.
Our neighbors has a lab, a golden lab. He jumps on you.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
he
are
kiss
a friendly
attacks
dog.
You.
So sometimes it makes a difference if you know the dog, right? Like if you know it's a friendly dog, then you're okay with it. But if it's a dog that's kind of strange and you're not sure why it's running towards you.
Yeah, Hank is all science dog.
Oh, okay, I see.
And he's a lab. He's a chocolate lab.
Those are pretty. I like their fur. Kind of, it looks like chocolate, which is probably why they called it that. Mm. Yeah. Can I ask, I'm looking at your list here, and finding stuff on the side of the road. Did you guys find some interesting things that you got to keep?
A coyote skull.
Did we talk about this one last time?
We mentioned
the skull.
But let's talk more about the skull. How did you find out that it was a coyote skull, for one?
The hip, the jaws, and the hip.
And it still had kind of a nose.
It still had flesh.
Okay.
Really?
Slightly. A little bit. Not too much. Not.
We also found the whole DS skull.
Flesh. It still has whiskers.
Okay.
And a nose.
But remember the coolest part of the coyote skull? Remember what part of the body did we find?
The backbone.
Oh, really?
The spine. It broke on the way home.
Okay.
But we have all pieces of it.
I see. There we go. So not like in a gross way. Just like, just enough to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in a coyote, that's kind of like, that's what happens to coyotes sometimes. They end up on the side of the road. And then somebody comes along and loves them, even though they're not there anymore.
So you guys weren't at all, like, grossed out by it?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
We also found a lot of dead birds.
Dead birds?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then, you know, the kids would ask me to make up songs about the dead bird for that, like, how they died. So I would make up little, like,
Mom, the epic of the dead bird.
I don't know what to do right now.
You don't remember it?
There were so many.
Okay.
The dead rabbit is really freaky.
Oh, okay. I'm imagining songs about windshields for the birds.
Like, oh, you know, the bird left the nest and, you know, was planning on having a good day and then whack, you know.
Yes.
You know, but there was like a little more morbidness to it.
It's how it happens. It's true. Yeah. Nice.
So what else
I think
did you
the bunny
find?
Got in a fight with somebody, like a friend.
Oh, one bird like battled to the death. And it was like the bird thunderdrome. Get this.
Or the bird used Ragging Thunder, which does 120 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
Pokemon cards?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just like somebody can do like 1,000 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
That's a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so the movie is called Shadow Lugia.
So what other things did you guys find besides bones?
Lots of deer skulls.
Lots of deer skulls.
And we picked one of them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we didn't take it.
You didn't keep it?
I saw a penny.
You saw
we
a
rode
penny.
Right by it.
Oh, I do that sometimes. How much money do you think there has to be on the ground before you stop to pick it up?
$280.
$280.
No, we found almost a dollar.
Oh, okay.
76 cents, I think.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, each kid. I think they found like three
we
quarters
found
and
quarters.
A penny.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and quarters you can use in vending machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you find a quarter on the ground. That's like half a shower at some campsites.
Seriously. Or better. What do you do with pennies when you find them?
We keep them and put them on a piggy bank.
There we go. That's a good idea.
And be happy that we have money.
There we go.
Because I like money.
The end result.
Buy stuff.
Yes. Yes. It's purchasing power. Definitely. I think a quarter is like the smallest thing I will stop to pick up these days when I see it on the road. Because I see nickels, I see dimes.
You're
and
so bourgeois.
I know. It's really, I've turned
you
my back on.
You pass up nickels and dimes? You pass up silver money?
I should not. I know, but I do.
I would say, for me, it depends on how long I'm going to be going. Like, if I've got to cover a lot of miles in a day. Yeah, or like if I'm afraid I'm going to be late to someplace, I probably am not going to stop for anything lower than a quarter. Yeah. But if I'm just tooling around, whatever I see on the ground, I'm going to probably pick up, even if it turns out it's just like a flattened bottle cap. And, you know.
And then you have a cool bottle cap. Well,
yeah, sure. Maybe I can use it as a slug in a pinball machine. I don't know.
Except we wouldn't support that. That would be wrong.
I said maybe.
Or we might find some rocks or sticks.
Yes,
or
we
grass.
Did find crystals. On the side of a super duper duper steep hill that went on forever and ever.
Did you have to keep some?
Yeah, we kept a bunch of them.
What was the rule with being able to keep them?
Yeah,
they have to be really small.
Ask Anza.
you could bring as many, but they had to fit in your handlebar bag.
Okay.
Did the crystal we find, did it fit in the handlebar bag?
No, it was a big boulder.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So what did you do to make it fit in the handlebar bag?
We broke
it. Threw it and broke it.
There we go.
So what color was this?
Brown outside with some some clear and purple.
Okay.
It was a piece of quartz.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's beautiful stuff. Well, congratulations. That's a good find.
Yeah, we have a bunch of it at home.
That's beautiful.
Cool.
I'm glad you found that. So this brings up the handlebar bag. Tell us about this.
So each of you had one handlebar bag, or was there one handlebar bag for all of you?
Two.
Me and Mojave each had our own.
Okay.
And we could put anything we wanted in it, but it had to fit in the handlebar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I put my small stuffies in it when I put my calls.
That makes sense.
Sounds like a good plan.
What do you put in yours?
Toys.
Toys?
From a parental standpoint, the handlebar bag is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Because
they could come out with like armfuls of toys that they want to bring on the trip, and you say, no, you have to fit in this little bag.
There we go. So it's it's a limiting space.
It's like anything you want that fits in here. And so they can pick up like what they're saying.
But
like
we
rocks.
Can't bring Legos.
Legos
are not allowed to be outside.
But, so for the most part, they can bring anything they want. And it's like, and one of the bags, it's just a handlebar bag. So it's not like they're collecting
everything out.
30 pounds of rocks.
Right.
Like 200 pounds of rocks.
That'd be a lot of pounds of rocks. And you wouldn't expect your dad to pedal all these rocks home. That would be unjust.
Nope.
So yeah,
we would pedal too because we have pedals.
That's true.
That's true.
But we wouldn't pedal as hard as my dad.
Right. You expect him to carry the rocks.
Or we can just attach my mom's bike to our bike.
Oh, sure. So mom pulls too, and then all the rocks get home.
Why don't you guys just have a rock trailer then?
Ooh.
Ooh, a whole trailer dedicated to rocks?
Don't get them started.
I was going to say there was a Lucille Ball film about that some time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, personally, what I would do if I found rocks that I like, I would mail them home.
That's
how would you mail them if you're not by a post office?
I would have
you
to carry
have
them
to
the post office.
Post office.
But then I could buy a box when I got there, and I could put the rocks in the box, and I could send those home. But then I'd spend a lot on rocks.
But what home?
Well, maybe if
you
stopped for more than just a quarter, you'd have a bit more for postage.
Maybe that's it.
That's right. They add up, man. They add up.
It's a self-sustaining hobby, for sure.
My favorite thing is... writing down hills.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
but my
worst
camping spot, all bush camping.
Bush camping.
Did you like bush camping, Anza?
No.
No.
What's wrong with bush camping?
Wait, was it scary? Was it like...
Yeah, what don't you like about bush camping?
Uncomfortable? What was the...
One day we had a cow when we were bush camping.
There was a cow?
Oh, yeah, there was.
A cow wandered into the campground?
No, it wasn't a campground. It was like a bush.
You were bush camping.
Yeah.
Oh,
bush camping.
Yeah. Of course.
And so we're bandit camping, and we did hear some cows, possibly some deer in the morning, but, they didn't bother us.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right. Cows are not malicious creatures.
No.
And Dad told us the story of how the cow surrounded Tommy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's
and
the story?
We also...
That was... A friend of ours was just kind of cowboy camping out under the stars.
Okay.
No tent, just sleeping pad on the ground and then sleeping on that. And he woke up in the morning and there was a herd of cows just like...
Standing around
him.
He
was just in the middle of a herd
of
cows. He said it was terrifying.
I was going to say...
It was terrifying
to
wake up. He was suddenly like envisioned himself being trampled.
Right.
You know,
like if
like
I got
sitting up...
Sitting
up and startling the cows and then getting trampled.
Stampede.
Right. So stay still. Stay very still.
Right.
Nice. This didn't happen to you
me
folks,
off.
Though.
No.
That would turn
Dad
me off.
Dad was in a hammock.
Okay.
Dad was in a hammock the whole time?
Yeah.
So you were safe off the ground, but everybody else was in the...
Well, I was on... At that particular trip, I was actually on the other side of a hill.
Yeah.
We were kind of, found... we were together but apart.
Oh, okay. Everybody's getting their space.
Yeah, it's so.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So
to
I
me.
Didn't have the cow issue.
And when it was really hot, we found a scorpion, and we were taking a break.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, and when did we learn about the scorpion? Do you remember, Anza?
You can have it as your pet.
Oh.
So did you guys keep the scorpion?
No.
No.
Okay, wouldn't fit in the handlebar.
We didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
We looked it up later.
I see. They're kind of scary.
I don't know if I would have kept it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but we looked it up later, and we found out that this particular type of scorpion, it was called a Northwest Forest Scorpion.
Oh.
And
that sounds less threatening.
Yeah. They generally only sting their prey.
Okay.
You know, like some scorpions will sting defensively.
Right.
Whereas these guys, I guess, are a pretty tame, sort of a pretty docile scorpion.
They're hunter-gather scorpions.
So if you're going to have a scorpion as a pet, apparently the Pacific... The Northwest Forest Scorpion is a good one to
because it would never see you as prey.
Right, because you're too big.
Yeah.
Okay, you're from the Northwest.
It's like, I can't eat this.
Yeah. I'm cool with you.
So, yeah, he doesn't waste his venom, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
On you. But I guess even if you do get stung, they're not super toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're small. The one that we saw was just a little baby.
Okay.
Like how big?
Like as big as your finger? No.
Oh, that... That's still pretty substantial.
A couple inches.
This is how big they were.
Okay. The size of your face.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't think
would
of that
still
as small,
give me pause.
But yeah.
This
yeah.
big and this wide.
Okay. Now we're getting to fish stories. That was not a scorpion. That was a fish. Worst and best of bike touring. We talked about the off-road treats. The Mike and Ikes were very popular.
Yeah. Mike and Ikes are the best.
Bye. We have a note about hills and a crash.
We were on downhill on the old Bolo Road, and there was, like, ditches. Then you had to go right, not in them, because there was a path in the middle of them.
Okay.
And it was a really bumpy road.
Okay.
And we crashed.
Oh.
Because it was kind of soft.
What did it feel like to you when that happened? Was it exciting? Was it scary?
Scary. Not scary at all.
Okay.
It was so fun.
Which one of you was on the piccolo at that time then?
Me.
Oh, okay. So it was fun for you.
I got the most bumps.
There we go.
Because when Dad was turning away from stuff, Mojave was still back there, and so he would hit everything that Dad was turning away from.
Oh, right.
It was a tandem not to hit.
Right.
So
okay.
He hit a log, and it scraped his foot.
Ow.
And Dad was trying to go around that log.
Okay.
And so the only way to make it not is if he did it before so that the piccolo
right.
would have already turned.
Oops. Slight miscalculation on Dad's part.
So the Barlow Road, really bouncy.
Yeah.
But you said you had fun.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you hit your leg on the log.
It's the best road in the world.
Okay.
The best in the world.
And I've never ridden on it. I got
to
do this now.
I guess we're going to have to do this.
Oh, you should
yeah.
do
and
it.
There's one more best road in the world.
Which
it's
one
off-road,
is that?
And you got to go down a hill and up a hill.
What road was that?
It wasn't really a road because only four people went. Mom and Anza didn't go.
Oh, it was more like a trail?
Yeah.
Okay.
But four people went.
What?
Because Sam
about?
Also went.
Oh, this is not the same trip.
Oh, okay. Somewhere else.
He's talking about the easy climb mountain bike area out of Cascade Locks.
Oh, I see. I still haven't done that either yet. So, okay. That makes sense to me.
Wait,
a seven-year-old
have
you done can ride it if that gives you any idea.
Yeah, a seven-year-old
have
can ride.
Have you ever rode the lumberyard?
The lumberyard. No, we need to schedule this.
You know, we've been meaning to go out there.
Yeah, I think we might set something up there pretty soon. You're a fan?
Yes.
You like the lumberyard.
Between 3 and 4 feet, I'm sure, you know, they're fans.
Yes. Yes.
And it's really easy for you to crash.
Okay. Is that why it's fun? Or is that
yes.
why you have to be careful?
Yeah. That way you have to be careful.
Okay.
Anza, what do you think about the lumberyard?
I've never been there.
You going to go
it
someday?
It's just Mojave, my dad, and the neighbor's dad and the son.
Okay.
I thought you were about to say something. You looked like you were about to say something. I thought you were going to say something about the lumberyard. No.
Okay.
I'm going to play a game called...
Golem Snap Snap.
No. Which do you like better?
What do you like better?
What do you like better? See, I can't even play the game.
And
right.
You gotta say, what do you like better?
What do you like better? A cat hole or a pit toilet?
A pit toilet.
Pit toilet.
And we can't ask why.
And I'm not going to. That's,
certainly,
that's how I'm going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it.
We get an answer from, yeah.
Wait, what was the first one? Cat toilet?
Cat hole or that's the one you have to dig.
Pit toilet. Well, you know, I don't know. It depends on if the mosquitoes are biting your butt.
Because I've been in some pretty nasty pit toilets.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
What about you, Anza?
Cat hole.
Oh, really?
Cat hole, bye.
There we go. Yeah. Well, to each their own. You know, sometimes it's fun to work with a shovel.
I can't do cat hole.
We never bring all shovels.
I have to have
shovels.
A stool.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. You know, so for the longest time, Mojave would actually just hold it.
Gotcha.
For the
yeah.
whole time until well, we went long.
I could totally get
days.
That. Yeah.
It's like, come on. No, you know, we might yep. not see a toilet soon. And so year was his first.
I can totally get that.
We
did when we did Crater Lake. It became a little tough for me.
you said
I caught
you
a fish before.
Crater Lake?
Yeah, when we rode to Crater Lake, I had yet to go outside.
And how was that for you?
I have yet to use a cat hole.
Wait, did you just like surface turd?
No.
That's a thing too.
Is that a litter box?
That's not fun.
No. I would
it's not
wait
fun for
pit,
anybody.
I would wait for pit toilet.
Okay.
Okay.
You
there,
there's
hole,
also
right?
a thing.
No.
You've
no,
never
I've
pooped
yet,
in a cat hole?
I've yet. This
oh,
got
man,
really weird.
I would love it. It's so great. It's so great.
So my very first time, we were backpacking.
Yeah.
And I had never done it.
Yeah.
So I really, really had to go and I couldn't wait. And this is pre-kids. And so I thought, well, if I just sit on this log that's above the hole, it'll be nice and comfortable. So Andy's just like, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm like, no. Gonna work, and so I sit on the log. Apparently, there was a bunch of bugs and there was a mosquito.
Oh snap! Oh yeah!
And I was just like, ow! Ow.
So it didn't quite work.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Right.
So I'm gonna learn from your mistakes, if and when. Yeah.
Don't sit on the log. And the best thing, you know, just like this may be TMI, but like just take your pants off.
Oh.
Because doing the whole, like,
as a
you
kid,
know,
as
trying
a kid.
To, mm-hmm. as an adult, I take my pants off. You know, like, doing the whole thing where you're just trying to, like, you know, avoid crapping on your pants.
Right. It's like
that
trying
just,
to.
It's another whole other level mm-hmm. of difficulty.
Trying to wash your car in handcuffs or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was, you know, that's the analogy I was going to come up with.
Yeah, washing your car with handcuffs is kind of easy.
Their pants off.
Well, Mojave's done it, so he can. Yeah. Okay.
I have to.
Oh. Right. Well, thank you so much for. Is there any parting thoughts that you folks want to leave us with as far as touring as a family, sleeping in the woods?
Oh, so I guess part of the reason that we wanted to come back was, you know, we had never bike toured, and then with as adults, you know, as adults or as a family, and. And so we just kind of wanted to come back, I guess, and say, so we've just kind of learned through trial and error and, you know, making poor decisions and doing it wrong. And like, we just, I guess, wanted to, I don't know, say if you're thinking about doing it, going bike touring or family bike camping, then just go.
You should do it.
Because, you know, kids can, you know, kids are flexible and they'll go yeah. with the flow. And
would you say it's easier or harder than you thought?
Well, now that we've done it several times, I'll say it's easier. So one thing, so we kind of came at it, the family bike camping, from kind of out of backpacking.
Okay.
And so our first couple bike camping trips weren't so much bike tours as we would drive, we'd load all the stuff onto the car, and then, which may be sacrilegious, and then we actually would drive up to the woods. And then we'd ride on forest roads and go in and go camping that way. So we weren't actually riding, like, through, you know, like, suburbia or anything
sure.
like that.
Sure. That's not sacrilegious. That's just...
That was actually a really good...
That's just
it was
good
a really
practice,
good way to
yeah.
get into it. And the other thing is, on those trips, we could bring the kids' bikes.
Sure.
So we didn't have to haul the kids, and we just would set these relatively short, you know, kind of.
They were on scoot bikes back then.
Yeah, they were little. I think Mojave was two the first time we went.
Okay, so you
just
kind of start.
Scoot biked his own way, his way in.
You start with what you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's, I guess that was kind of the main thing that I wanted to. And I guess the things that, you know, these, like the games and stuff is just. What we figured out, it works for us, and it helps keep the kids occupied and involved.
Yeah.
My favorite game is Golem Snap Snap.
That's right.
Snap,
we talked about that. That sounds good.
Mine is What Do You Like Better?
What do you like better?
Golem Snap Snap.
I think that might be my favorite game.
Yes.
I like it because it's a sort of a more positive spin on, like, Would You Rather.
What do you like better? Right. Quarters with dimes and pennies. You know, you
just like. If you're stalling for time or, you know, trying to fill in a bunch of, like, boredom with a bunch of kids, you just pull it out. Like, hey, what do you like better? You
know?
It can also lead to discussion.
What do you like better? Pokemon or Lord of the Rings?
I like Pokemon better.
One thing that's fun is it can also lead to discussion. Because kind of like what you said about asking why, sometimes you don't have to ask why. You just, you know, the kids will just
say,
start
I like this like because.
Yeah.
And so. Talking. Like the kids will start saying, oh, I don't like oranges at all. Like, that's my least favorite fruit, you know.
Right. Sometimes you don't need to ask why because the reasons emerge.
Actually, that's my third favorite fruit.
Okay.
Once it was something and peanut butter.
Ah.
Oh.
And peanut butter. Peanut butter must have won.
And I said Nutella.
Oh.
Ooh. And then I said that I hate peanut butter.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Peanut butter is so awesome. Duh. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Controversy. Well, thank you all for coming in. Really appreciate
it.
Thanks
for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to take a quick break, and then on the other side, we'll come back with some other stories and some news and some mail.
Some news and mail.
All right. So we'll
like
talk to
mail,
you.
I like mail, but I don't like news.
Think of news as like mail from the world.
Perfect.
Is that how you ended it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, what was the end?
Think of news
as mail from the world.